Bazalwane, greetings in the name of the Lord. This morning we are going to look at yet another I am declaration of the Lord Jesus Christ. In our quest to understand our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. We have already dealt with the fact that Jesus is the bread of life, in whom whosoever comes shall never be hungry, whosoever believes will never be
thirsty.
We have already dealt with the fact that Jesus says he is the light of the world, the one that shines a light in our lives, that removes the darkness in our lives and bring us to see God as he really is, to see sin as it really is in this world.
Sibhekile nalokho ukuthi uJesu esho ethi ngikukhanya kwezwe okhanisela umhlaba wonke bese uyabona iqiniso levangeli.
So if we may open our Bibles together this morning in the Gospel according to John, and it's going to be John chapter 10.
Siyavula namhlanje encwadini yaka John chapter number 10.
We're going to read from John chapter 10 verse 1 to 9.
Siyofunda ivangeli ngokuka Johane chapter 10 sale ku verse 1
sigcine ku verse 9. From the ESV, it reads as follows. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climb in by another way, that man is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the gatekeeper opens. The sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follows him, for they know his voice. A stranger they will not follow, but they will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of a stranger. This figure of speech Jesus used with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So Jesus again said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. Verse 9, I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and go out and find pastures. May the good Lord bless them the reading of his way. We need to concentrate more in verse 7 to 9. In the statement or this I am declaration of the Lord Jesus Christ this morning, revealing himself who he is to us. I am the door of the sheep. Let me begin first by asking a very simple question this morning. Does anyone here go to bed at night without closing the door behind him? Maybe let me make it even more deeper. Do you go to bed without locking the door? Would you feel safe or protected if you will live in a house without a door? A house with just an entrance where anyone can enter any time.
Ungazizwa uvikelekile na uma uhlala endlini lapho kungena umnyango ubani nobani angangena ngendlela afuna.
Does anyone build a house and not plan to have a door or an entrance in a house?
Ngabe ukhona owakha indlu angacabangi ukuthi akhe umnyango wokungena na?
Because a door that is built in a house is what gives people access into the house and outside of the house.
Ngoba umnyango yiyo onikeza abantu indlela yokungena endlini noma yokuphuma kileyo ndlu.
Definitely not. Of course not. When we go to sleep, we lock the door.
uma uyolala uvala umnyango.
Especially here in Oliven, you wouldn't dare go to sleep without locking the door.
Kakhulukazi kila Oliven angeke uthome ulokothe ulale ungavalanga umnyango.
There is this door in your house which you used to enter and you lock before you sleep, and you feel safe and you feel protected inside your house. And when God then planned and put into action his redemptive plan, he purposed that there is a door in which a people that are called to come to him can enter by.
Unkulunkulu-ke ubiza abantu ukuthi le bangene ngaleli sango ababizela kulo.
There is a door in which God has prepared that people may go in by using that door as an access to the kingdom of God.
Kunomnyango-ke wokungena embusweni wakaNkulunkulu, uNkulunkulu awubekile loyo mnyango.
He predetermined this way. He predetermined this door. He's not building doors each and every day. There's a door that he predetermined and put into action that we may only use that only door to enter into his kingdom.
Kunomnyango-ke awuhlela ngaphambilini ukuba uzowenza kube ngiwo. Akenzi iminyango njalo yokungena, kodwa kunomnyango awubekile wokungena embusweni wakhe.
And this morning Jesus Christ says, I am that door. I am the door of the sheep.
UJesu namhlanje uthi ngiyisango lokungena lezimvu.
And I think there are things that we need to consider then as Christians this morning, that we may understand what Jesus is trying to say to us, how to understand this statement of the Lord Jesus Christ that he is a door of the sheep, so that we may also see in which way he would like us to apply that in our own lives.
Kungakho-ke nanamhlanje siyobheka ukuthi kusho ukuthini lokho, bese kusho ukuthini nezimpilweni zethu njengamakholwa.
Jesus begins in this chapter, which is why we read from verse 1. He mentions a word there. He says there's a sheepfold. Like it's Baya. Jesus is speaking of a sheepfold, Bazalwane, from chapter number 10 in verse 1. And he says there is a predetermined, or there is a standing door that gives access to that sheepfold, and that is him.
Uthi-ke kunesibaya esinomnyango wokungena, futhi-ke ukungena kulesi sibaya ungiwo umnyango waleso sibaya.
There is a designed and determined door of this sheepfold.
Kunomnyango obekiwe wokungena kulesi sibaya.
But you can see he also says that this sheepfold is a sheepfold in which many people, they will try to enter by using different ways of entering.
Uthi-ke kukhona abanye abayofuna ukusebenzisa olunye usango lokungena ngaphandle kwaleli sango elibekiweyo.
And to us that is very simple to be familiar with. We know there are many people who claim to offer different doors into the kingdom of God outside the Lord Jesus Christ.
Futhi siyazi ukuthi bakhona abantu abathi ikhona enye indlela yokungena embusweni kaNkulunkulu ngaphandle.
We'll deal with that.
Siyokubheka lokho.
But what is a sheepfold? What is this sheepfold? How does Jesus want us to understand this sheepfold in connection or in the context of him saying he is the door of the sheep?
Siyobheka ukuthi siyini lesi sibaya uJesu aze athi yena ungumnyango wokungena kuleso sibaya.
In the land of Palestine, in the days of the Lord Jesus Christ, maybe now as well, but I'm not sure. But I know that in the days of the Lord Jesus Christ and after him, there were two kinds of sheepfolds.
Ngesikhathi-ke uJesu ephila ngaso ePalestina, bekunemhlobo emibili yezibaya.
Yes. There was first this sheepfold that was built in a city having a high wall. This was a kind of a permanent sheepfold inside the city.
Bekune sibaya ebesinomthangala omkhulu ebekuyisibaya la sihlala khona permanently.
So what will happen is that when the shepherds, they come from the fields bringing the sheep to town, maybe they were about to pass through the town, they will bring their sheep to this sheepfold and they will hire a gatekeeper who also acts as a security to look after this sheep while they go around and look for food.
uma ke baziletha lezi zimvu bebazifaka kulesi sibayana bese babeka umuntu ozozibheka.
So this gatekeeper was also a security around this sheepfold, but also this sheepfold had a permanent door that was used to open for the shepherds to come in and to come out.
Futhi bekunomnyango la kungena khona belusi nalapho baphuma khona belusi.
And lo mnyango lo bowunesivalo. We must make a difference. Lo mnyango lo wokungena, there was a door that you can open and close.
Bekunesicaba ke ovala lo mnyango.
That is why Jesus says the gatekeeper will open for the shepherd, and the shepherd will come in and he will call his sheep by his name, and the sheep will hear his voice, and the sheep will go out and follow the shepherd.
Bekangena ke abize izimvu nge izimvu zakhe ngamagama bese ziyangena.
But this, bazalwane, is not the sheepfold in which Jesus has in mind when he says, I am a door of the sheep. This is not the sheepfold in which Jesus claims to be a door for. There was also another kind of a sheepfold, which really plays a very significant spiritual realities in our lives, in which I would really like us to concentrate and understand how this sheepfold works.
Elizodlala indima ebalulekile ekulicondeni ngokosimoya ezimpilweni zethu.
This sheepfold was not in town. This sheepfold was in the fields itself.
Lelike lesisibaya besingekho emakhaya, besise ehlane la zidla khona izinto.
Pay careful attention. It was not a permanent structure. This sheepfold was built now and then by piling up stones. And this sheepfold did not have, bazalwane, a door. It only had an entrance.
Generally,
there is no door here, which is physical door, but there is an entrance. This sheepfold did not have a gatekeeper looking after it. At night, when the shepherd had brought in his sheep, when the shepherd is confident that his sheep is inside, when he had counted all his sheep and he saw that all of them, they are inside,
the
shepherd, he will lay down and sleep by the entrance of the sheepfold. Says, you see, Sabazalan, there's a difference. The other one had the door. The shepherd didn't have to even bother. They had a hired gatekeeper who didn't also sleep at the door. But this one was sleeping at the entrance and make his body a door or a gate for the sheep.
Loke bekalala eminyango awucabe azenze umnyango wokuvala lesisibaya.
The shepherd would become to his sheep a separation between what was outside, a separation between also what was on the inside.
Bekavikela ke amaphakathi kokungaphakathi nokungaphandle.
The shepherd will lie there as a door separating wolves from the sheep, thieves from his folds.
Avikeleke izimvu zakhe egebendwini nakuma wolves.
He served as a protection for his sheep.
Bekavikela izimvu zakhe.
So in other words, the wolves, if they had to come and devour the sheep, the wolves will have to pass through this shepherd lying at the entrance as the door.
Uma bekuba khona ukufuna ukuzingela izimvu zakhe, bekazivikele.
And if there was any kind of a foolish sheep among the fold inside who wanted to go out, that sheep will be expected to pass by this shepherd lying as a door.
Uma bekukhona ke imvu eyisiwula mhlambe ifuna ukuphuma lapho, bekufanele idlule kuye ayivikele ukuthi ingaphumi.
And that never happened.
Lokho bekungenzeki.
You know, sheep are very dumb.
izimvuke ziziwula.
But they are well taught.
Kodwa zifundisekile.
So once the shepherd lie at the door, sorry, at the entrance as a door, the sheep knows that the door is closed.
Uma ke umelusi elele emnyango, izimvu ziyazi ukuthi umnyango uvalile.
Bazalane, this is a picture of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the picture of the body of Christ, of those who together have believed in the Lord Jesus Christ and they put their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. They are now a church.
Lesikuyisibonakaliso sebandla lakaNkuluNkulu labe esebezile bakholwa nguJesu abayibandla lakaNkuluNkulu.
This speak of that holding cell in which God keeps his people, what we call church today, the body of Christ, those who have believed and are redeemed by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Lokhu ke khuluma ngebandla lakaNkuluNkulu lele esekalihlengile walithenga ngegazi lakhe.
The house of the elect of God, those indwelled permanent by the Spirit of God. And I'll explain.
Labo ke esebathengiwe nguNkulunkulu abaphiwe umoya kaNkulunkulu.
That is the sheepfold.
Yibo laba umhlambi kaNkulunkulu.
And Jesus then says, I am a door of the sheep.
Uthi ngiyumnyango walezi zinto.
So Jesus is the one lying down and sleeping at the entrance of the sheepfold, which is the church, so that his sheep is protected against any danger which is on the outside.
Uleleke emnyango avikele izimpu engozini enye engaphandle kwebandla.
So we can see also at the same time who is the sheep. What is the sheep? Those who are redeemed by God, those who have come to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior.
So sesiyabonake ukuthi ngubani umelusi futhi ngubani izimpu.
Those who are purchased by the blood of the Lamb. And they have believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. They are redeemed from their sins. Their guilt is taken away. Those are the sheep of Christ. But also, those who have not yet believed, but those who will still believe in the Lord Jesus Christ before they die in this world. Which is why we are called to go and call them by the preaching of the gospel. So what is Jesus saying here today, Bazala? He says, I am the access. I am the door, the access into the kingdom of God. I am lying at the entrance, determining that my sheep may come in and the wolves may stay outside.
Uthike yini ome emnyango owenza ukuthi impisi zingangeni zisahlele umhlambi wami.
So bazalwane, what I think we all know is that Jesus is the shepherd.
Esikwaziyo ukuthi uJesu ungumalusi.
A good shepherd.
Futhi umalusi.
Which the same chapter number 10 says. But Jesus is not merely a shepherd today. He says, I'm not just a shepherd looking after the sheep, feeding the sheep. I am a door.
Uthi angisi ngumalusi kuphela. Futhi ngingumnyango walezo zinto.
I'm the one who protects the sheep. The one separating the sheep from the goats. The one protecting the sheep from the danger which is outside, as we can see.
Nginguye futhi ovikela izimvu kilokho kungaphandle.
The one providing us with a home, bazalwane.
Lo osinikeza ikhaya.
The one who gives us access into the kingdom of God.
Lo osinikeza ukungena embusweni.
So the first thing we realize today is that Jesus is the access unto the kingdom of God.
Uba uJesu ungumnyango ukungena embusweni kaNkulunkulu.
He says in his word, no one shall come to the Father except by him.
Uthi akekho ozokuza kubaba ngaphandle kwakhe.
So you see, we still learn that Jesus is the way. But today he says, he's the door, the access. It's not just a way that leads to God, but also an access into God.
Akasiyo indlela kuphela, futhi ungumnyango wokungena.
You see, when you go to my house,
uma uya endlini yami,
there is a way to go to my house.
Kunendlela yokuya lapho.
It leads you to my house.
Iyakholela khona.
But it is not an access to my house.
Kodwa akusiyo into yokungena.
So Jesus Christ is not just a way.
Akasi indlela kuphela.
Who also is an access.
Futhi
uyiyo. A door.
Ungumnyango wokungena.
So he is our access to God in worship, in praise, in praying.
Nguye ke futhi esiya ngayo kuNkulunkulu nokukhuleka nokumdumisa.
So bazalane,
you cannot claim you have entered into this house of God unless you have entered in by the Lord Jesus Christ, by this door.
Angeke futhi uthi ke ungenile kulombuso ngaphandle kokuthi ungene ngoJesu.
The only way you may have a relationship with God, as you will be expected to come into God and have relationship with Him, the only way is by entering by this door, which is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yinyeke futhi nendlela yokungena kulombuso enguJesu Kristu kuphela.
The only way you can sleep at night and have peace in the midst of darkness, like a sheep in the fields, sleeping but not fearing darkness, and the only way you can consider your life to be in the hands of God is by entering in by this door, which is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yinye futhi indlela eyokunikeza ukuthula ukuba wazi ukuthi ungene ngoJesu kulesi sibaya futhi uvikelekile.
Hallelujah. Amen. The second thing, the door is the first point of contact in the house.
Umnyango yinto yokuqala obhekana nayo.
When you go to any house,
uma uya nanguma ngiyiphi,
you are expected to knock at the door, not at the window. You are expected to knock at the door to have access, and so that someone else may open that you may come. So Jesus is the first point of contact to any person who will come to the kingdom of God. It is very shocking to hear people believing that there is another way they can enter into the kingdom of God. They come to a Christian church, but they have not come to Jesus as a first point of contact into the house of God.
Mzalwan,
you cannot claim to be a Christian unless your first point of contact coming into the kingdom of God is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Angeke ukwazi ukuthi uzibize ngomzalwane uma ungezange ukholwe kuJesu Kristu.
And the third thing, slobo sam,
into yesithathu,
we deal with the fact that Jesus is the access, only access.
UJesu ngumnyango futhi nguye
kuphela. And secondly, Jesus Christ is the first point of contact into the kingdom of God. Is the one that you meet first before you can come into God.
Angeke ukwazi ukuthi ungene embusweni kaNkuluNkulu ngaphandle kokuthi ubhekane noJesu.
So we are sitting here as Christians because we have come to the kingdom of God and we have met Jesus first as the point of contact, like a door is the one that we have come and knocked at and say, here we are, we're knocking, we want to come in. He's the first point of contact.
Size la ke njengabazalwane ngoba sizilile ekutheni sicele kuJesu ukuthi siyanenga ukungena emnyango.
Unless we have come to Christ and recognize Him as the first point of contact into the kingdom of God, then we have not yet entered in.
Ngaphandle kokuthi size kuJesu singene ngaye, asikangeni embusweni.
And esazi ukuthi huye esidibana naye kuqala, nothing else. Huye esidibana naye kuqala, nothing else. The third point is that this door leads to life.
Ekumele okunye ke kwesithathu ukuthi lo mnyango usa ekuphileni.
This door, which is the Lord Jesus Christ, it leads to life.
Ipha impilo engunaphakade.
Unlike other doors that are available there, doors of Hinduism, doors of Roman Catholicism, doors of any other false religion, which leads to damnation.
Futhi ke lokhu ngiyophela umnyango osayekuphileni okungunaphakade, hhayi eminye iminyango efana ne-Roman Catholicism noma mhlambe o-Buddha noma Islam
ne-ZCC
kanye nama-ZCC.
So this door leads to life.
Lo mnyango usayekuphileni.
Once this door gives you access in,
uma ukunikeza indlela yokungena,
you receive life.
Uthola.
You cannot claim that you have come in and have access but don't have life.
Angeke uthi ungenile kodwa awungenakho ukuphila.
You cannot claim that you have come to Jesus being your first point of contact but don't have life.
Futhi angeke uthi uhlangene noJesu kodwa awunako ukuphila.
This door, bazalwane, leads to life. It is the only door that leads to salvation, which is life.
So if we have entered in by this door, we have life. Apostle Peter says in Acts chapter
4,
verse
12,
and there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved.
Uthi alikho elinye igama umuntu aphiwe lona banga sindiswa ngalo, kodwa siphiwe elilodwa igama ekuligama lika Jesu.
So my friends, if you claim you have entered in by another door, you have not yet entered, because there is one door, the only door, which is an access into the kingdom of God.
Ngaphandle kuka Jesu uyazikhohlisa.
In John 14 verse 6, he says, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am life.
UJohn uthi ngiyindlela nokuphila neqiniso.
So you do not build your own door.
Awuzakheli wakho umnyango.
You will not find any other door but this door.
Angeke uthole omunye umnyango kodwa yilo kuphela umnyango.
You cannot climb in through another way. You cannot climb in through your own power, through your own works, through your own achievements to enter into the kingdom of God.
Angeke ungene ngamanye amasango noma ngokunye ukuhlakanipha ngaphandle kwalokho uJesu asithe khona.
And you do not come to the kingdom of God to help God.
Awuzangake uzomnceda uNkulunkulu.
By opening your own doors in which other people may come in.
Ngokuthi uvule eminye iminyango ukuthi abantu bangene.
You see, God does not help those who help themselves.
UNkulunkulu akancedi abazincedayo.
God helps those who cannot help themselves.
UNkulunkulu unceda labo abangakwazi.
Those who have realized they have sin in themselves. Those who have realized they have provoked God and they cannot remove this sin, this bondage upon themselves. Those are the ones that God helps.
UNkulunkulu unceda labo ababonileko, abavule amehlo ukuthi babone ukuthi bayizoni, ukuthi badinga insindiso.
There is a false doctrine that is everywhere.
Kunale mfundiso engamanga.
That God helps those who help themselves.
Le ethi uNkulunkulu unceda abazincedayo.
Ningakuza lo. Modumo thusa abathi two angazi two ane.
Modumo thusa bayithusa.
No, that is not true. God help those who cannot help themselves. Those who are lying down and says, Lord Jesus, we are unable and we cannot do it by our own power and achievement. We need your power fully upon us and raise us from the dead and give us life and come to you. So Jesus, also at the time when he was standing and preaching this way, he understood the mentality of his people. He understood the belief of these people as the belief that is going on also in our days. You can see when you read John chapter 9, verse 39 to 41,
John chapter 9,
Jesus said, for judgment I came into this world, that those who do not see may see, and those who see may become blind.
Those who claim to see, they may not see again.
Some Pharisees near him hear this, and they said to him, are we also blind? Jesus said to them, if you were blind, you would have no guilt. But now that you say you see, you are guilty. So Jesus understood how the people are at the time. Just as we are today, Bazalwane. There were many at the time who claimed to be the children of God when they were not children of God. They were claiming to have a relationship with God when they did not have a relationship with Jesus. They claimed they have entered into heaven, but without entering through by the Lord Jesus Christ. They were claiming here in chapter 9 that they were seeing, they have received the light of life. But they have not seen through Jesus Christ. They have not received the light of life. They have not come through and recognized Jesus as the only door to the kingdom of God. Claiming they have a home in heaven while they are wandering around on earth and still lost and scattered like a sheep without a shepherd. Looking upon themselves for answers, looking upon religion to give them answers and enters into the kingdom of God. Jesus says, no. I am the door. I am the only access. I am the life. I am the one leads to life. As we can see also in our days, there are many who still don't understand that Jesus Christ is the only door. Bazalwane, we need to understand that Jesus is the only door. We cannot put our trust in ourselves. We cannot put trust in religion, whatever religion it may be. You have seen last week, they were marching on the streets. They were claiming to doing it for God. Knowing inside their hearts they are not doing it for God. For God they have not met. How do you do anything for God you have not met? God that you do not have. How can they claim to be doing it for God when they know inside their hearts they're just having fun? Many, they still think there's something that you must do better than other somebody so that God looks at you and receive you because of what you have done.
Abanyeke bathi uNkulunkulu kumele mhlambe akusindise ngalokhu wena okwenzileyo.
If you go down the street, there are those who bend themselves under the sun claiming to be committed to God. Proving that they are devoted to God. Bazalwane, you cannot be devoted to a God you have not known. You cannot be devoted to a God in whose door you have not come and enter by. How do we claim to be the children of God outside believing in the Lord Jesus Christ? But there's this one more point in which this door signifies
Bazalwane.
We said it's an access, it's the first point of contact, it leads to life, this door. But the other thing that Jesus wanted the people at the time and us even today to know about himself, why he calls himself as a door, is the fact that once you enter by the Lord Jesus Christ, you have entered through to life and are protected, kept safe.
Lokho kusho ekubalulekile kusho ukuthi uma ungenile kulombuso ngoJesu uphikelekile ensindisweni yakho ingunaphakade.
Ngicela iphindze thatha.
Lokho kusho ukuthi uma ungenile ngoJesu ensindisweni yakho uphikelekile ingunaphakade.
This is a biblical doctrine in which other people teach against. But I want you to remember this illustration or the explanation I said to you about the sheepfold,
Bazalwane.
I said to you, once the shepherd lies down and sleeps at the door, nothing goes in and nothing goes out. So for some, this door is characterized by the fact that it gives us eternal life, eternal security, eternal salvation.
Lokho kusho ukuthi uma ungenile usindisiwe okungunaphakade uvikelekile ensindisweni.
That's why we praise the Lord. We worship God for salvation because once you have believed in Jesus and entered through by this door called Jesus Christ, you will never, I repeat, you will never be lost again.
Uma ungenile ngaleli sango awuphinde ulahleke
because he is the door of the sheep. But I will explain. I'll give you even scriptures that speaks to us in this way. The Bible says, if anyone enters by me, he will be saved and he will go in and find
pastures.
We need to concentrate in this phrase. They will be saved. Verse number 9, Lord.
Verse number 9, uti baya kusinda.
They will be saved.
Baya kusinda.
In other words, they will find deliverance from sin. They will find deliverance from the powers and the bondages of this world.
Baya kuthola ukukhululeka ekuboshweni isono.
They will be free from the chains of sin.
Baya kukhulula emaketanini wesono.
Having confidence and having comfort in the Lord and having protection and assurance in God.
Bathole ukuvikeleka nokunethezeka ebukhonini bakaNkulunkulu.
But above all, they will not only be protected against the enemy,
abayokuvikeleka kuphela,
also that you may be preserved, that you may not enter into judgment, that you may not face the wrath of God.
Futhi sisindiselwe nokuthi singasaya ekwahlulelweni, sisindiselwe ukuba singasaya ekulahlweni okungunaphakade.
It says they will be saved. In other words, they will have desire now to please God and not to do things according to the desires of the flesh. The Bible says in the book of Ezekiel chapter 6, it says they will have the desire to do the will of God. They will follow the statutes of God. They will follow God's commandments. Those who will be regenerated and made anew.
Bayokuthanda futhi bathokozele ukwenza imiyalo kaNkulunkulu.
Have you entered through this door? Do you desire to do the will of God? Is there something in your heart? I'm not saying you're perfect, but is there something in your heart that shows you that you desire to do the will of God? Do you find joy when the name of Jesus is mentioned? Do you find joy in listening to the word of God? Do you love Jesus? Do you love your neighbor? Do you love other people? Do you love your fellow brothers and sisters? Because this is what it says when it says they will be saved. They will be different from the world. The world which is full of hatred. They will be different. They will have love. They will look up to God for everything, not unto themselves for things. We say those who enter in by this door, they will be forever protected. They will be kept in this sheepfold. But you're asking yourself a question now. But how can that be? How can this pastor man say they will be kept forever if I know that many of the Christians that I knew, they lost their salvation? You are asking yourself, I know of a woman who was a devoted Christian, who prayed day and night, who went to church each and every day in the morning and called upon God. I know such a woman. But this mother now, or this woman now, is a full-time devoted sangoma. She was a Christian, and then she lost her salvation. Now she's a sangoma. But I'm saying those who are saved are kept forever. But I know of my neighbor, a very faithful, a very good husband,
ngazi umakhelwane wami bengumyeni.
Who was married to a woman and left his wife for another man.
Waphuma ke washiya umkakhe for omunye umfana.
And this man was an elder in the church.
She was saved. He was saved.
Le ndoda beyingomunye wamalungu
did this happen?
Kwenzeke kanjani?
If God says, once we enter in by the Lord Jesus Christ, we are kept inside safe like a sheep in a sheepfold, how can this happen?
Uthi kwenzeka kanjani lokhu uma uNkulunkulu ethi singimasingene ngoJesu?
The answer is very simple. And I'm going to give you few scriptures today for that. But the answer is very simple. They were never saved. And I'll give you scriptures that tells you they were not saved. You see, Bazalwane, we need to understand
that
regeneration is not some outward moral reformation of life and of behavior.
Ukuzalwa kabusha akusiyi ukwenza kwangaphandle mhlambe njengokubona ku generation.
Regardless bazalwane ukuthi someone when he came to Christ, when he claimed he was a Christian, his life changed, he started to behave well. Regardless of that, that is not a proof of salvation.
Ukuzalwa kabusha kusho ukuthi umuntu utshentsha indlela yokuziphatha.
An outside change does not guarantee an inside change. We all know that.
Ukutshentsha ilifestyle akusho ukuzalwa kabusha kwangaphakathi.
You see, regeneration, bazalwane, as we read in scripture, we are told that it is a complete work of God. Complete. It is done and complete. Once we speak of regeneration, we're speaking of a spiritual change in the life of a person.
Uma sikhuluma ngokuzalwa kabusha, sikhuluma ngokuzalwa ngokukamoya ekwenzeka okwenzeka ngokuphelele kwenziwa nguNkulunkulu.
Yebo.
We speak of God who changes your heart of stone and make it a heart of flesh. A God who changes a sinner into a saint.
uNkulunkulu othatha isoni asenze isikhonzi sakhe siphelele.
What does 2 Corinthians chapter 5 says? First.
The Corinthians bathini?
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away, behold the new has come.
Uma umuntu ekuKristu uyisidalwa esitsha. Beka kuvele ukusha konke kwakudala kudlulile.
Do you understand bazalwane, a new creation?
Ngabe siyaqonda isidalwa esitsha.
A new creation will never be again an old creation.
Isidalwa esitsha siphinde futhi sibe isidalwa esidala.
John chapter 5 verse 24.
John chapter 5 verse 24.
This is what we hear from the mouth of Jesus Christ himself.
Yilokho esikuzwayo.
He says here in verse 24, John chapter 5, truly, truly, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes him who has sent me has eternal life. He does not come into judgment but has passed from death to life.
We praise God for death.
Because those who have come and believe in Christ Jesus have passed through death. They already have entered into eternal life. So if you have entered through eternal life, how do you then go back and die in sin and perish unto hell?
This
door keeps us in Christ.
Lomnyango uyasigcina kuKristu.
This door makes sure that we are not lost to the wolves of the outside. The devil that is looking for someone to devour. This door is protecting us from falling away from grace.
Uyasigcina ukuba singawi emseni.
Another scripture that I must read for you, John 10.
Umunye umbhalo esingawufunda uJohn 10.
The very words of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amazwi kaJesu.
I'm going to read from verse 28 to 30. John 10. I'm reading 28 to 30. He says, I give them eternal life. I don't know what eternal means to you, but eternal to me means eternal. Okay. He says, I give eternal life. And they will never, never perish.
futhi abasoze balahleka.
And no one will snatch them out of my hands.
Futhi akekho oyokubaphula.
So if you are in Christ Jesus' hand, there is no devil in hell, no sin in the world that can snatch you from the Lord Jesus Christ's hands.
Uma sewusesandleni sakaKristu, alikho idemoni esihogweni elingakuphuca khona noma isono emhlabeni esingakukhipha.
He says this because there is the reason. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all.
Ngoba ubaba lo nginike bona unamandla kikho konke.
And no one is able to snatch them out of their Father's hands.
Futhi akekho oyakubakhipha esandleni sami.
I and the Father are one.
Mina nobaba simunye.
You see, Mhlobo sami, this verse, that's not our teaching today, but I'm just trying to emphasize that this door keeps us in Christ. This verse tells us that there are those whom God gives to Christ. And once God gives people over to Jesus, Jesus does not lose any of the people. And no one will snatch them from His hands. That is this door we're talking about, Bazalwane. The door that keeps us in Christ, the door that keeps us in heaven, the door that keeps us in salvation. There is no one that can snatch us from Him. That's why salvation is a joy. Once we come to Christ, we have come to rest. That's why we say we have peace with God. We don't have to worry about demons and the devil. It doesn't mean we don't get tempted. It doesn't mean we don't fall day by day into sin. But we have an advocate in heaven who forgives us when we come to Him in repentance.
Ungabo masesizile ensindisweni siyazi ukuthi sizezivikelekweni okunginaphakade. Kungukuthokoza kuphela.
You see, brother, there is a danger, a heretic danger.
Kunengozi engamanga.
Something that really is unthinkable that people talk. Thinking that man can be delivered by God from sin and still be lost. If you can be lost, I wonder which God delivered you. Because the God that delivers people from sin, the Bible says, is greater than all. He died once at the cross. If you believe at Him once, we are forever saved. There's a danger in teaching this. Even what I'm teaching now, there's a danger in it. There are those who think that once they come to Jesus, then they can continue in sin because once saved, always saved.
Ngoba bakholwa ukuthi uma sewukuKristu ngabhika esonweni ngoba usindisiwe.
So I'm talking about those who believe like me now. Those who believe like once you are saved, you are forever saved. Those who believe in the true interpretation of Scripture, there is a danger in some of them. In the pews.
Nakilaba abakholwa ukuthi wasindiswa kanye usindisiwe.
Bacabanga ukuthi they will think that you can be saved and continue your sin. But the Bible forbids. It says, whosoever is born of God does not continue in sin.
Lithi laba abazalwe nguNkulunkulu abaqhubeki esonweni.
You become enemy of sin. You become enemy of the devil. You do not like anything that comes your way. Even if you are just a little bit and fall on your knees and do a sin maybe, but you hate it. You come to God, you cry that, God, forgive me, I'm your child, I have sinned. You don't continue joyfully in sin.
When a son on him izitha uma uke wawela kiso uyasizonda futhi uyafuna ukuthi usuke kiso.
So the danger is those who think that you can be saved and be lost. The danger also those who think that once you are saved, you're always saved, then they think you can continue sin. But there's also another third danger. Is the danger and the damning heresy that is found in all the cultural and African churches that we have, tribal churches that we have.
To
teach that people can enter into heaven without being born of God. To teach that you can enter into heaven without entering by this door, which is called the Lord Jesus Christ. Thinking that by baptism you can enter into heaven. Thinking that by signing a card and joining a church you can enter into heaven. That is heresy. That is damning.
nokukholwa ukuthi ngokuthi mhlambe ubhabhadise noma ujoyine ibandla elithile uyokungena embusweni.
Let me quickly then bazalwane answer these two questions that remains now.
Akaphendule le mibuzo emibili.
We have seen Jesus as the door, the one that gives us access, the one that gives us life, the one that is the first point of contact, the one that keeps us forever in Him.
Ekunguye umnyango wokungena.
Who enters by this door?
Ubani ongena ngalo mnyango?
Anyone.
Ithi wonke.
Anyone who will turn away from their sin. Anyone who will believe and come to God in repentance and faith.
Lithi bonke abeza kuye bakholwa futhi baphenduka ezonweni bayangena ngalo mnyango.
And verse 29 says, they will go in.
Futhi lithi uma sebengenile bayokungena ngaphakathi.
That is to give us a promise, bazalwane, to all who believe that once you come to God, you go in. You don't remain outside.
Lokho kuyisithembiso sokuthi awufiki kuphela eminyango bese ungangeni. Kufanele ukuba ungene ngaphakathi.
So who enters in?
Ubani ongenayo?
Anyone. There is no particular person that we can point out and say, that is the sheep of God. Anyone can come in. Anyone is called to come in. Anyone.
Bonke babiziwe ukuba bangene.
Whoever will enter,
loyo ungenayo,
will find pastures.
Uyokuthola ukunethezeka.
He will have peace.
Uyokuthola.
He will have rest.
Uyokuthola.
The second question that we need to answer. But before we answer the second question, I want us to be sure. It says anyone will go in, right?
Lithi bonke bayokungena.
Recognize this. They come in, then they find pastures.
Bayangena futhi bathole ukuphumula.
Unlike what we are told around,
ngaphandle kwalokho esikuzwayo,
that you must find pastures first, that you must find God's provision first, that you must follow Jesus for the bread that He multiplied first, then seek Him after. No. You go in, then you find pastures.
Uyangena bese uthola ukuphiwa.
I thought, let me just throw that one so that you know.
Ukuthi manikwazi lokho.
Second question, last question.
Umbuzo wesibili futhi wokugcina.
How to enter in by this door?
Ngabe kungena kanjani ngalo mnyango?
How to enter in and be saved? How to enter in and be kept in Christ forever?
Kungena kanjani bese uyasindiswa bese uyagcinwa?
I've already answered this question. Let me remind you. First, we consider Jesus to be the only access into the kingdom of God.
He
is the only first point of contact, the only one that leads to life, the only one that keeps those who are saved in Him.
So
that tells us we can only come in by believing in Him, by trusting in Him, by putting our sins upon Him. So when you enter in by this door, your sin is taken away. Your guilt is removed. So that's why we need to know this door, bazalwane. We need to know this door and identify ourselves with this door. We need to know how to identify the door itself. Because there are many false doors. Let me give you an illustration. I remember a story that I was told when I was a little bit younger than now. There was this institution of the mentally disturbed. So one day it happened that the teachers, they wanted to test who was the most disturbed, who was the most insane, who was more crazy than the others.
Bafuna ukubona ukuthi ngibani ko osangene ukudlula abanye.
So the time to eat was always 1 o'clock.
Isikhathi sokudla bekungu-1.
So they took these students, these people, these crazy people, they put them on the field and they kept them there. 1 o'clock came, they didn't call them for food. 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, and around 3:30, the people were so hungry and so tired.
Baba beka endaweni ethileke isikhathi eside kwadlula isikhathi selanti kwaze kwaba ngo-4.
But while they were keeping their master away,
uma babagcine lapho,
what they did, they came to the house, the canteen where the people eat.
Bangene ekantini la kudliwa khona.
They came where the door is and painted over the door and draw lines as this was bricks, and they made it look like the house itself, and took out the handle that showed that it was a door.
Badweba ke umnyango lapho, bakhipha ihendlela wangathi akuvuleki
and benza ama stripes ubonakala ngathi le ama blocks wezitini as well bakhathi handle. Then they came to the other side of the canteen and pasted and plastered the wall with cement and painted it to look like the door, and then they mounted the handle on the wall. Remember, they wanted to see who's the most craziest. Then they rang the bell. And people were hungry. They come running. They went straight to where the door was not. Where they think it is a door now. Not remembering that the door was on the other side, but now they go here because it looks like a door. And they were wrestling their way in, trying to go through this wall because it looks like a door. And there was this young man standing at the corner there alone and laughing. One of the crazy ones also. He was laughing at them. And these teachers were concerned and said, but why is he standing there if all these guys are now here? And it looks like then they are crazy because they know it is not the door was here. But why is that man standing there and laughing? And then let's go and find out from him. Why are you laughing? He laughed even more. And he said, they are crazy. I have never seen crazy people like this. And then say, okay, they say, okay, this one is okay. Then the other teacher says, no, let's find out why does he think those people are crazy. He says, you can see the time to enter in that door. They will never enter there. I have the keys in my pocket. So who was the craziest? But the point that I'm trying to make is that you must know the door. There are many deceivers out there. There are many thieves and robbers out there. And there are people who claim they have the keys to the kingdom of God. But only Jesus Christ says, behold, I have died and I live again forever, and I have the keys of death and hiding. Know the door. Come to Jesus. I pray that this way today, Bazalana, it builds your faith that you may come in and enter by this door. That once you have come in and believed in Jesus, you may keep on believing. I pray that this word may encourage those who have already entered, that they may know that they find access through Jesus. They have come to Jesus, the first point of contact, and they have received life through Jesus Christ, and now they are kept in Christ forever as the door of the sheep. Because now you worship, you pray, and you praise God. Because you have entered in. You're not praying and praising so that you enter in. Jesus says, I am the door. Whoever enters by me will come in and will find pastures. Anyone may come. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning. Door that leads to life. Our access, our Savior, our first point of contact. Our Redeemer and King, the one who keeps us in Him, that no one can snatch us. For the word also says, there is now no condemnation unto them who are in Christ. We thank you, Father, for because of your death, because of your blood, now we shall not face condemnation. We shall not face the holy wrath of God, but are saved and preserved in you. Thank you, our God, this morning. May this word, O King, make sense in the minds of the people. May it give life and light in the hearts of your people, that you may also come again next week energized and happy and rejoicing in the Lord for finding out this great truth about this door which we can only enter by. Thank you, our King and our Savior, in Jesus' name. We all say Amen. Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times in every way. May the Lord be with you all forever and ever. Amen.